It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of James, we are continuing a series on the book of James, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. James called the New Testament Proverbs. The book of James, a very practical book. James chapter 4, verse number 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts, that war in your members? There are two principles here. At this particular time, Paul is referencing an historical note. There was uprisings among the Jews against their military captors, the Romans, and there was insurrections. There was uprisings against the Romans in order to overthrow the yoke of the Romans and the bondage and the rule that the Romans had over them, both physically and spiritually and through heavy taxation. And as a result of that, there began to be infightings among the Jews amongst themselves, with plundering and violence and murders and deceit and theft, and they were destroying one another, looting from one another. As a result, the uprising against the Romans, their military captors of that day. Spiritually, also, there is another point to this. This is speaking of the war between our own members, the members of our body, called that in the book of Romans and in the book of 1 Corinthians, the members of our body that war against the born-again spirit inside of us that wants to do the right thing. This principle is echoed in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 through 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh, sinful nature, lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Paul also echoes this principle in the book of Romans, as there's a war in his own members and the will of God in his mind and in his spirit to do the right thing. Romans chapter 7 verse 19 says, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. There are examples throughout the scriptures on individuals that desired to do the right thing, but there was a pull for them to go back into sinful bondage. Classic example, the children of Israel delivered from the bondage of Egypt and meandered and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Because they were not obedient and did not have faith to enter into the promised land. Many are that way today in the local church. They allow the warring of their members in their body to pull them from doing the will of God, and they backslide and shipwreck their faith. Paul's remedy is clear in Romans chapter 8, where Paul says, there is now therefore no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus who walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. Back to James, verse number 2 and 3. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive because ye ask amiss, or ask in error, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Here again, underscoring the historical fact of the infightings that the Jews had one with another and their wars against their military captors, the Romans, that resulted in much bloodshed, plundering one with another, and violence one with another. There is also a spiritual principle here in terms of prayer. Individuals praying with the wrong motive. Classic example in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 18 through 23. And it says, "And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this manner, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceived that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity." Here, Simon the sorcerer desired to have the Holy Spirit, not to do God's will, not to raise the dead, not to lay hands on the sick that they may recover, not to restore those to wholeness in Christ Jesus, not to live a fruitful life in the Holy Spirit and do the will of God. He desired the Holy Spirit for the wrong motive. He desired it for greedy gain. He desired and he asked amiss, as in verse 3. He asked in error, and it was not for the glory of God. It was for the glory of Simon the sorcerer. We as Christians can have confidence knowing that our prayers not only are heard, but we can say them with the loving and faithful and proper motive. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions or prayer requests that we desire of him." Christians can have the confidence knowing that as we pray, we are praying as the children of God, adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ, and we are coming to God as a loving Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We are coming to him as a loving parent who wants the best for us and who desires to ensure that our joy be full and our cup runneth over. Back to James, chapter 4 and verse 4. "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore shall be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Here, James is speaking of spiritual adultery. There is physical adultery, the unfaithfulness spouse to spouse sexually, but we also have spiritual adultery, where individuals in Christ desire to still be of the world. These are individuals in the local church that are born again who have one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Individuals that desire to still be a Christian on Sunday, but throughout the week desire to be worldly. This is a warning throughout the entire Bible. in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 2, Hosea chapter 4, and throughout other scriptures, warnings against spiritual adultery, attempting to say that individuals love the Lord, but still love the things of the world. 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 through 17 give a strong warning and definition of what the world can offer. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. These particular categories of the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is also the three temptations that the devil came and tempted Jesus with. This particular world has a system. This particular world is carnal. This particular world has an element of ambition. This particular world has a particular drive toward fame and fortune. This particular world has a drive for individuals to try and be somebody instead of being somebody in Christ Jesus. This particular world is driven by the appetites and desires of the flesh. It is sensual. It is carnal. Fornication is the norm. Complaining is the norm. Lying is justified. Individuals that mock God is the norm. Unbelief is the norm. The world is contrary to the kingdom of God. Individuals that are Christians cannot partake of the carnal nature of this world and call themselves Christians. James speaks of this individual as being double-minded. The Bible speaks in Revelation about the church of Pergamos, attempting to be married to God through Jesus Christ and calling themselves Christians, and yet desiring to be married to the world. The individual Christian that desires to be worldly is going to have fruit that is evident of them being carnal. A good tree cannot produce evil fruit, and a corrupt tree cannot bear good fruit. No man can serve two masters. Either he will love the one and hate the other, or hold on to the one and despise the other. Back to James chapter 4, verse number 5. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth the envy? This particular scripture is a quotation from a narrative of scriptures throughout the Old Testament, speaking of the nature of man that is contrary to God and that lusteth to do wrong. Similar to Romans chapter 7, Jeremiah gave a great statement that echoes this particular principle and underscores this scripture. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's why individuals must be born again. Individuals must be regenerated, not rehabilitated, regenerated, given a brand new heart and born of the Holy Spirit. Individuals that seem to be good people still need to be born again. Nicodemus in John chapter 3 was a ruler of Israel, a master in Israel, and Jesus said, ye must be born again. Back to James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Here, James is echoing a scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 34, God resisting the proud, giving grace to the humble. Here, James is giving a paradox in this particular passage of scriptures. The way to go up in the Lord is the way to go down on our knees in repentance and down in humility. James speaks of asking for cleansing. James speaks of purifying hearts. James speaks of being afflicted and mourn and weeping. This is similar to the book of Joel, where individuals are encouraged to get down on their knees and cry out to God and say, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, cleanse me. Oh God, have mercy on me. This is what happens when individuals begin to come to Jesus Christ, as they begin to recognize that they are sinners and in need of a Savior and cannot save themselves. They begin to be convicted in their heart of hearts, and they begin to have contrition. They begin to look up. They begin to cry out to God, and they say in their heart of hearts and among their lips, oh God, have mercy on me. And they receive the love of God in cleansing and washing, and the burden of guilt is removed from their shoulders, and they begin to walk in the light of the day, knowing that they are cleansed and washed and forgiven, and giving a brand new walk, a brand new talk, and a brand new start, all because of Jesus Christ. This is the book of James, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.